Americans feel disoriented and confused by what is happening to their country. We are literally living through a revolution, and it's only phase one of broader slide into tyranny. If you look at the country and the world today, it's obvious what is happening, but if you look at just your immediate surroundings, it can be confusing. We read about horrendous acts of violence and barbarism. Some of it is no doubt happening in our own communities but kept hidden by local authorities while not being reported by local media. That's because local media is no longer what it used to be. Much like the national media, your local newspaper and local network TV news outlet no longer exists to serve its readers or viewers, but rather the interests of their advertisers and the local or state governments. Local media outlets are now operating as part of a loosely defined public-private partnership with their local governments and the biggest corporate citizens in the community. This PPP is aggressively globalist, nihilist, and secular in its worldview. In most cases, your local newspaper editor actually believes the lies that are fed to him or her, and which he or she then spreads to the community at large. Here are just a few of the outrageous lies we are supposed to believe. Haitians are not stealing and eating the town's ducks in Springfield, Ohio. Do Haitians even exist in Springfield? If they do, they certainly don't act like Haitians in Haiti. They are all model citizens. There are no Venezuelan gangs taking over apartments in Aurora, Colorado, or doing anything else bad or violent in Aurora or anywhere else. Kamala Harris has no plans to confiscate people's guns, nor has she ever advocated for a ban on fracking. The borders are not open, and how dare you say America is being invaded? Crime in American cities is dropping like a rock. The FBI says so. If you think otherwise, you are a crazy right-wing conspiracy theorist who needs to get therapy. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Inflation is not nearly as bad as you think. Stop complaining. Babies are not aborted in the third trimester of pregnancies in America. Half-naked men pretending to be women and dancing in front of children is not a bad influence on the children. In fact, it's good for them, and you're a bad parent if you disagree. School shooters and presidential assassins always act alone and are not cultivated, groomed, or helped along by anyone on the outside. The government always tells the truth, as long as Donald Trump is not the head of it. Vaccines are good for you and have never harmed anyone outside of a few extremely rare cases. Chemtrails don't exist. Poisoning the water with fluoride is good for your kids because it prevents cavities. NATO is strictly a defensive alliance. America is a democracy. Because of these two realities, one that is seen and heard and the other that mocks its existence, it's essential that you stay closely tuned into your local community and gather as much intel as possible. Become a watchman on the wall. Be aware of what's happening not just in front of your local shopping centers and malls but behind them. What's going on in the woods just barely out of sight from the highways and byways and alleyways of your city or town? Otherwise, you will be a captive of the news that's sifted through the PPP's globalist filter. Much of what we in the alternative media report is starting to break through the wall of censorship, because people are seeing it with their own eyes, and that's why you see the local and national media doubling down to fact-check and debunk the true news and substituting their false narratives. The reason they have to mock and debunk the truth is they want people to be caught completely off guard when the final phase of the ongoing revolution goes down. If you talk to people who lived through revolutions in Cuba, Venezuela, and other countries, they almost all say that they were totally surprised at how fast things progressed at the very end. They were caught flat-footed and confused by the series of fast-moving chaotic events until, boom, the tyranny was entrenched and there was no getting rid of it. This gaslighting operation, believe what we say, not what you see with your own eyes or read about in the alternative media, is part and parcel of the ongoing leftist revolution that resembles the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia in the 20th century. It's only different in the way that it is portrayed because they didn't have mass media to mind control the population as effectively as today's fake news journalists and reporters, who are actually paid professional propagandists. After the far left has had its way with us, I believe there is another phase of tyranny waiting at the door, technocracy. I've written tons about the technocratic model and how it aims to make us digital slaves through ever more enticing technology and a form of capitalism based on public-private partnerships. That will sound very good to the gullible uninformed American after a few years of living under the one-party Marxist state headed by the likes of the Obamas, Bidens, and Kamala Harris, should she be the next puppet selected to serve in the White House. Source: Leo Homan, Substack. Below is an excellent piece by State of the Nation that describes how the CIA is one of the main powers bringing the Bolshevik Revolution to America through Operation Gladio. By State of the Nation.